Town Board Meeting, Town of Moreau, Solar Workshop, May 20th, 2021, at 6 p.m.
All right, we're going to get started. I'd like to welcome everyone to a town board, Moreau Town Board workshop on solar for May 20th, 2021. And we do, I think board members all have a copy of the latest draft, which I think was provided by council on April 13th. Is that accurate? Everybody have a copy of that? And we do have, I think, one board member provided feedback to town council on that, so I will turn it over to council member Dunn.
All right, let me go look and find out where it was. The thing is, too, is that the language in 149.99 standards for tier 3 solar energy systems.
99?
Yep, 149.99. This language in here, basically, if you look at it, it bans tier 3 solar energy systems in the public, no matter how you look at it. It bans it on.
You're in subsection A, yes?
Yes, in section A, middle section A. Tier 3 solar energy systems shall not be permitted to be constructed on prime farmland of statewide importance, farmland of local importance, or unique soils as defined by U.S. Department of Agriculture, New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, or local governing board. If you look at the map of the agricultural district, you'll see that by banning all these on these soils, they're basically banning this by any type of soil, basically, in the agricultural district, because there isn't land left, property left, that is suitable for solar arrays. This whole law has been granted by the Zoning Board of Appeals, by the building, NYSERDA, and they all agree, the majority of members of both the planning board and the zoning board, want solar on our farmlands with percentage. NYSERDA recommends this as well, as completely restricting it, could be used as totally restricted and burdensome. And that's my point, is that, this language being in there, basically bans it in the agricultural district. That has been noted by the NYSERDA. The percentage, too, I mentioned, I don't know where that's at. That's further down.
Can we take that?
Sure, we can take that.
But you had, 2 points in your...
Right.
So
I would like that language basically removed. Because it is already restricted. It does basically ban solar in the agricultural district. So that's my point.
So, if I may add to that conversation, before we drafted any language for this proposal, I had reached out to the Saratoga County Soil and Water Conservation District. District Manager Dustin Lewis to make sure that we were all operating from a factual basis with numbers in relation to the Ag District. And the Ag District comprises 8,386 acres. And if you look at based on maps, not that the town board put together, but that have been long in place for use. So the town is not designating these characterizations for prime soils. You'll actually find that in the number of acres that are classified as prime soils is 1,947 acres, which is only 23% of the ag district. And if you drill down even further and look at the number of acres that are designated farmland of statewide importance, it's another 323 acres, which is another 8% of the agricultural district. So if you combine those total acreage of the two soils that we're trying to protect, that's 22,270 acres, which is only 27% of the ag district. So I have to respectfully disagree on the characterization that we're essentially banning solar arrays in the entire ag district.
Well, my point is that once you make away with prime farmland and stuff, most of the property left is not suitable for solar. So you can say, you can have all the solar you want if you want to put it in buildings, ditches, in ponds. That's what you got left. So the greatest thing is, I want to know exactly why this was put in there. Is it to protect the soils? Is that what we're trying to do? Protect the soils on farm and soil. Is that the intent of this part of the...
From my perspective?
From whoever wrote this up.
Well, we all provided feedback. All four members have been involved.
This was the original that we were given on day one.
Yes.
The thing is, if we're going to protect the soil, I'm all for protecting the soil. I'm 100% for protecting the soil in the agricultural district. But I think we always step our bounds by trying to go over the heads of, let's see, like NYSERDA, agriculture markets. They all have, New York State Agriculture Markets, a big pages here, protects the soil from any development at all on agricultural land. It has to be followed to a T. So there's already procedures in place to protect the soil. So by banning stuff out there, I believe we're overstepping the bounds. There's also other things, agricultural data statements that have to be filled out. There's mitigation payments that are required on certain projects. So there's plenty of protection for the soils in the agricultural district, and they can be in harmony with solar out in the agricultural district. This language does nothing but ban solar in the agricultural district, and I certainly realize that. The planning board realized that. The zoning board realized that. So I don't know why we're leaving this in there.
Well, from my perspective, you characterize it as protecting soil. And I think, I look at it more broadly. We're protecting an industry. Did you know agriculture is the state's number one industry?
Sure, and I want to see them succeed. I want to see the farmers in our town succeed. This would help them. I agree with you. I want to see these people succeed. I want to see these farmers stay in business for another 100 years. But by cutting their throat, not letting them take advantage of solar leases on their property, some of these farms are going, then you're going to see houses out there. And you're not going to have that prime soil. Because houses will be out there.
That's an interesting characterization. Everybody uses the threat of,
there's no threat. You want to say things. You said you want to speak.
All right, you know what? This is a waste of my time. You're not going to let me speak.
Go ahead. Sure. Go ahead.
So, I've heard it characterized that, then we'll just develop. Well, you know what? Our zoning laws are not for development in the agricultural district right now. You have 5 acres. You've got a certain number of footage for frontage. You can build a house. Mm-hmm. Everybody's welcome to do that. Right. And I encourage people to do that.
People like to stay in the farm. They'd like to have an
That's what I'm trying to do.
By not they allowing these farmers the opportunity to have solar in the property, to get these leases, to get this steady flow of income coming in. I talk to farmers. Their prices are up and down. They cannot plan ahead. They can't plan 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead, because they don't know what the price is going to be. This solar opportunities would give them a steady income. They could plan out a little bit. and keep their farms. And right now, they're worried they might not be able to keep their farm. And I want to see them succeed. And by basically banning solar out there, they're going to have a hard time succeeding. We've seen them go out. But like I say, they're not going to go out there and build houses all over the place. They can't do it. But eventually, that's what they have to do, is sell it five acres at a time and do what they have to do to survive. I'm trying to help these people. And by banning solar out there, they're doing it.
Well, my position is, we can debate this until the cows come home.
Sure.
And at this point, there's been a lot of time invested by town board, town attorney, planning board, zoning board of appeals. I think now is the time that we get it to a public hearing and let the public weigh in on it, because at the end of the day, that's what we're going to take our direction.
If I could, that's where I wanted to go, just make sure you so appreciate both of your perspectives and your passions. At the end of the day, my position has always been, I want to hear from the public. So this is not the final law, right? So I call draft, and we need to get to public hearing so that we can hear from the people that have elected us to represent them. So in my mind, maybe I'm wrong, but in my mind, we're not finalizing this tonight. We want to get it in some status or framework that we can present it to the public, hear from the public, and then make our decisions. Tonight's not the night we're making a final decision. I believe that's your objective this time.
I would like you folks to give me direction and say, okay, Carla, what we have in front of us, we may not all agree with, but let's use this to go out to the public hearing, and then whatever the public says, you may turn around and you change three quarters of this, and then you go out for another public hearing. So it will be an organic process with the public. I know that the public wants to see this. I know that a lot of people want to see this. So I'm just hoping at this point that you folks can give me some direction and say, okay, as it's written now, with all the changes that we put in, go ahead and put it in final draft, for lack of a better word, and send it out. That's my hope tonight.
In the interest of having as much velocity in the process, that's all I hope that we can accomplish tonight. I'm comfortable with it as it's written, unless you have some specific questions that have to be answered tonight, is my position. Let's get it out and let's get the public in here talking to us so that I can base my final decisions on more knowledge from those that elected me to do that. So I've already thought right with my position, but I'm at the point that I need to form a final position and I need to hear from the public. Debating it tonight's not really on my agenda.
And I didn't have any comment. I sent you no comments since then, since early on. Agree with, I guess, what I had sent along first time again. And I also, I think, mirrored that same thought that Councilmember Tesla has, that the public is ultimately going to be who we need to hear from. So I certainly may have more feel differently or feel the same way after we hear the public. That's where I'm at. But
I'll make it short and sweet. I want to see the agricultural district, and let's hear from the public. And I'll make our decision on where to go from there.
Other than setting a public hearing, which would require a resolution, what more do you need from us?
And there were two issues. There was the public, there was this issue, and then it was going to come up.
Yes.
The other issue is, I wanted to verify if there's some confusion. We do not have the overlay idea incorporated in this. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to verify that we talked about it, we went back and forth about it. It's not included in this. I know folks were asking about it. I just want to say for this draft, it's not in this. Do you want to keep it out of this?
That's my opinion.
And it can come up in discussion during the public hearings, but it's not in this current draft. I just want to make sure I understand, because that has been asked to me by planning board, zoning board, or other folks.
Yeah, that was one of the comments I think that someone wrote right on one of the boards of planning and zoning about the overlay.
Right.
I saw it in there. So we've got it out at the current time. Yeah.
So it's out for this one, but if it comes up in a public hearing, you can deal with it at that point?
Yes.
two main issues. Everything else was smaller, you know, gradual things that we already changed. So.
I could keep going on and say the same thing again. I need to get the public in here to talk to us. And I'll get as many people as possible. I have already engaged with, so. If you don't need anything more for us, looking for a resolution?
No.
Are we looking about it?
No.
Just close the workshop.
Yeah, no, I just want to make sure you're all good. You know, at this point, you don't all agree on everything, but you all agree that it should go to the public.
Yes.
So what I would what I will do, so that members of the public can hear this now is, your next board meeting is the 27th. I can have this draft ready to go for you to set the public hearing at the meeting on the 27th and declare the agency at that meeting. And we'll have to send it to the county to look at it, and the village and all sorts of lovely folks like that. But because it's a change in your zoning law, it has to go to the county. The county only meets third Thursday. The county plan is the third Thursday of every month. So I don't anticipate this to be done by the first night of public hearing, to be honest with you. So it's going to take a couple more months to get this going, especially when I hear from the public on this. So I want to kind of set expectations that just because we set the public hearing, you're still going to have at least 1-2 months until the law is effective. So just to or more, depending on how, if it changes again, we start the process over again, we have to have another public hearing. Not start the whole process over, Kyle's getting a little scared. But if we change the language of this after public hearing, we start again with the new public hearing, we notice that it's been time to raise, just so the whole board understands how this works, and the public understands as well.
All the more reason to get the public hearing. In my opinion, I'll thank them publicly here. I did a lot of effort by a lot of people, as mentioned by the supervisors of our boards and then your interaction and my service. So I value their feedback. I want to hear from the public, put it all together, and move this thing forward. So, supervisor?
Anything else?
I still don't like that, but we'll get to that down the line sometime. So, let's keep the same move. You know me, I want the same move for quite some time. So. Let's move it.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate your time this evening.
Thanks, Ron.